What I want to do today is talk a little bit about the longer arc of patent history, at least the medium-term arc of patent history, and what it can tell us about what's happening today and in the future. You just heard from Hilda Galvan, who said, I think, what people intuitively feel as patent lawyers, which is some version of, oh my God, things are getting worse, right? It's harder, fewer patents are being issued, more patents are being invalidated, the system is changing in a really fundamental way. And I want to take a look at the sort of the stories and the narratives of the patent crisis, or I guess really now the patent crises, right? Because we've had a couple recently, based on the movements in the patent system in the last 40 years. The first was what I call the overprotection crisis, and this resulted from the fact that starting in 1982, in a variety of ways, for two decades, we strengthened the patent system. We changed patent law in a number of significant respects. We changed the courts and the way we decided patent cases, and most of those changes had the effect of making patents stronger, making them more likely to be valid, more likely to be infringed, increasing damages, and so forth. And that led a number of people, both academics but also government agencies, and myself among them, to sort of warn of the dangers of overprotection, of the risk of granting too many patents too easily, of making them too broad, and the risk that could come to people who were trying to innovate and who encountered patents that got in the way. Starting about 2006, and I kind of trace this to the eBay decision in 2006, but there's really a constellation of events starting in 2006 that move the law in the other direction.